Welcome back, Weekend Breakfast to Day FM. As promised, Anee Fahey has joined me in studio. You're fronting a new partnership with Off the Ball, expanding with Cadbury, all the coverage, podcasts, and of course the Come On Your Girls and Green podcast as well. So thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Will you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's amazing. Obviously, Cadbury's and Off the Ball as well with the Koige podcast have been big supporters of the women's game, and now it's expanded over to the men's game. But obviously for the women's game, it goes way back to the 2020 campaign, Can't See, Can't Be. And that for me, I think visibility is a big thing, and having the partnerships like this just helps increase the visibility for young girls and the future generation. So it's important.
Definitely. And I really think, as you say, if, like, people get behind it, and the women's national team, the coverage has been greater in the last little while as well, last few years. And it's that whole see it to believe it. And we were just talking off air about my daughter's club and the team above and people dropping off, and we just don't, you know, girls dropping off at that pivotal age, we just don't want that happening.
No, we don't. And it's campaigns like this as well as help encourage girls to even get involved in sport. And also, like you say, fundamentally dropping off, that's a big thing in a pivotal age. It's so difficult. Different challenges for girls. And obviously we need to do more to support girls and young aspiring athletes as well to continue to play and stay in sport, because there's so many health benefits. But also
and mental health benefits.
Everything. Yeah. It, you know, it's not just about competing at the highest level of the national team. It's in everyday life and wellness and an aspect of that. So,
and we had Denise O'Sullivan on not that long ago, your club mate, your national mate as well. Yeah. And that's one of the things we're saying, that like maybe in previous years, people didn't know first names or names of players. And now they absolutely do. And now it's gone a step beyond, like it has for the men's game, and they have their favorite players as well. Mm-hmm. So that even in itself is so crucial.
Yeah, you've got household names like, Denise, Katie, many others.
You.
Maybe not so much me, but you know, there's a lot of household names there, instantly recognisable. And girls in the League of Ireland joining clubs, and then also coming over to support the English teams, Liverpool. There's travelling fans. There's, I think, maybe 40 young girls coming from Athenry. Their posse, I think there's like maybe over 100 coming over from Galway. So just for the Merseyside Derby, the women's derby. So so many growth areas and fans and supporters and visibility of female role models like Denise. So it's brilliant.
And Niamh, what about your role in Liverpool now? So what does it entail?
So everyone says, what does a technical coordinator do?
Yeah, it sounds very impressive.
What's Chandler Bing's job? So it's basically across many facets of how a football club runs.
Okay.
From an operations perspective, I'm also doing a lot of work in player support. So helping players settle, new signings, helping them get acclimatized to life at Liverpool. And then also for myself in recruitment.
Okay.
Doing a lot of work around video analysis, going to live games, scouting. So I'm kind of getting a taste of every area in terms of how a football club runs. So
is it a new role?
It is a new role. Yeah, there's not many technical coordinators out there, but I suppose it's just a different name for maybe an entry level role to become a sporting director, a technical director, something like this.
I'd say the scouting is actually quite exhilarating, like a lot of fun.
Yeah, the scouting is my favorite area. To obviously I love all the other areas, but the scouting is really when you kind of see, oh, that player may have something, and then if you bring them in and seeing how they develop in the area, you become attached and that's probably one thing for a scout. Maybe, you know, if it works, if it doesn't work, ultimately when they come in the building, you might not have too much control over that, but the initial phase is very exciting.
I think it is. So you've won 4 WSL titles, 5 FA Cups, obviously a domestic treble, obviously Arsenal in 2008, then the FAI Women's Cup in Galway, and it just, your list, 115 caps for Ireland, it just goes on and on and on. Do you even remember that all this happened?
I've obviously had an amazing career and a team sport. I've been lucky to be part of really successful teams. So I feel quite honoured, quite lucky to be in those teams, and obviously happy with the career they've had.
It's
as
a lot of accolades though.
Yeah.
And then you throw in GAA as well.
Yeah, GAA as well. Yeah, part of the Galway senior ladies team, won a first All Ireland in 2005. It's just crazy going back so far.
So you were like 12.
Yeah.
Close, that's amazing, close. Though. Like, so I always get amazed when people have more than one discipline.
Right, yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. Mm. Grew up in a GA household, so yes. Very strong GA links. Yeah.
And are you the youngest of the eight?
I am. Wow. I'm the baby, if you can still call me the baby at this age.
But I think, like, Niamh, people, like, nowadays can't fathom families of that size.
Mm, that's true.
Like, even though it happens still, just not as often.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's definitely a generational thing. I suppose my cousins are all, you know, 1 of 6, 1 of 7 that year. And last of 8 and just coming in as an 80s baby. Yeah, no, people
there's no doubling
really
up, like no twins or anything?
No,
okay.
No
twins. Your mother.
Not that I know of.
I barely survived one.
There's not many months between a couple of my older brothers, but yeah,
and is everybody
Irish twins.
Sporty as well?
Yeah, most of my family, played. My brothers played for Galway, and then all of them were like really good sports people. My sister played basketball as well, really good basketball player. Yeah, so I think sport was just in the house. So yeah,
amazing.
Had to get outside and do something else to drive my mom mad.
Exactly. She's like, choose
sport.
Something.
Yeah, exactly.
The one thing that so I can't identify with being a top level athlete. I just can't. But what I can identify with is being competitive.
Okay.
And maybe, I don't want to say spoiling people's funs at Christmas time with, you know, games and things, but I do have this belief you're in it to win it.
Love that.
So would you be guilty of that?
Yeah, I think being a bad loser is probably something that I would have been attributed with.
I don't think you've learned to become a good loser.
I don't think so. I know I've probably been the youngest, maybe I got away with a few tantrums, but quizzes, family time, anything like that, I'm in it to win it. I'm the same.
But like, Niamh, this is the worst thing. Like, so I have a nearly 15-year-old. I still want to beat her. Even when she was younger, I'm like, even when she was 3, I was like, I need to win this game of matchy matchy or whatever it is.
It's good learning for them. Nothing comes easy.
I know, exactly. Can I ask you before I let you go, because we do know, and I was saying to you before we went to air, that like we have hundreds, thousands of underage teams that listen to us every weekend on Today FM, and they're always going to matches on Saturdays and Sundays, and just advice for parents.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for parents, coaches, is just make it a fun environment. If people are enjoying exercise with your friends outside, it's fun, you want to go there. If it's not fun, who wants to go, really? Let the kids, let the girls enjoy the football, and ultimately they'll want to stay in it, because the crack you have, the friendships you form, they're lifelong, and they'll keep you involved in sport. So that's probably the biggest thing, I would say.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Niamh. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on. Thank you.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis. Saturday from 8 and Sunday from 9 on Today FM.